What's up, guys? My name is Arcee, and I'm back again with another podcast. This time, it's going to be on Halo 2. Yes, you heard me right, Halo 2. The game was originally released in 2004 for the original Xbox, and it's since then been really a big part of my life. That was really the first-person shooter game I ever really played. Even though I didn't have an original Xbox as a child, I did have an Xbox 360 that had the external hard drive and was able to play it on there. So let's get into this. So basically, Halo 2 is about an alien group called the Covenant trying to destroy Earth. And you play as Master Chief with the humans, and you have to basically fight off the aliens and, you know, save the planet Earth. But it goes deeper into that with all the other Halo games. So, with that being said, my favorite things about the game are that it's a first-person shooter, for one. And, you know, you can do so much. You got these awesome weapons that are kind of cool looking, kind of feed back into the sci-fi look a little bit, like the Needler and, you know, like the brute shot and all these weapons. And some of these weapons really suck. Like, some of these weapons just don't fit into the game real well, I guess you could say. Especially when you're playing on Legendary, because they don't do nothing. So, that being said, let's get on with the story. So let's talk about sales, alright? By 2005, Halo 2 was the best-selling original Xbox game, coming in at a whopping 8.46 million copies. And as of September 2007, Halo 2 came in at the fifth bestseller, which is a little bit over 6 million copies, according to NPD. But I mean, if you think about it, the game costs a lot of money to produce. So, I mean, that's actually pretty much a well-selling game. And I mean, there's still people who play it, like me. Now, in 2001, for the first-generation Xbox, Halo, the first Halo, came out, which is called Combat Evolved. And then in 2007 for the Xbox 360, Halo 3 came out. And then Halo Wars came out in 2009, along with Halo 3 ODST. 2010, Halo Reach came out for the 360. 2011 and 2012, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, and then Halo 4 came out. And then 2014 and 2015 for the Xbox One, Halo the Master Chief Collection and Halo 5 Guardians came out. I mean, for Halo 3, it was $107 million in sales within the first 24 hours and $300 million in 1 week. And Halo 3 sold 8.1 million copies by 2008. And in Canada, Halo 3 actually sold 191,000 games in the first month. Now, Halo Wars, that which came out in 2009, sold 1.31 million copies, so a little bit over a million in the US. So Halo is a pretty well known series for anybody who plays games, really, like me. Or, you know, anybody who's listening to the podcast right now knows that Halo is a best-selling game. And I like it a lot better than I like Destiny, and probably a little bit better than I like Call of Duty. Call of Duty is on my top 10, but it's not the top game that I would play as first-person shooters. Just because Call of Duty started going downhill when they came out with Ghost and Advanced Warfare. Those games sucked. So basically, the backstory to Halo, mainly Halo 2. I never played the first Halo, so I couldn't tell you. I played everyone after Halo 2. But, I mean, the UNSC, which is the United Nations Space Command, and the Covenant and the Flood is all going against each other, basically, during the Human Covenant War, which the game is actually set in 2552, which is actually, so, you know, it's kind of sci-fi. Now, the Flood is a type of, I don't know if you want to say alien. I mean, I would say parasite, rather. It's like a, basically like the plague, if you want to call it that. It goes through your body and basically takes your body and just has its way with you. It can destroy whole races of people. It's kind of a bad thing. So you're going against that. You're going against the Covenant, which are the aliens. And they also have some pretty cool guns in the game. Like the Energy Sword, which I think is like one of the coolest things you could ever have. But, I mean, if you try playing the game on Legendary, you're pretty much wasting your time because there ain't no way you're going to be able to use the energy sword on anything unless you sneak around, because that game, they know exactly where you are, and it is difficult, let me tell you that. I get so messed up when I'm playing on Legendary because I get so angry with the game. Anyway, that's about all the time we have for this podcast today, so I will see you next time. Thank you for joining in.